Welcome to Black Girl in CLE, the podcast, where each week I talk about local events, the topic of access in Cleveland, and sometimes I get to talk to some cool people who are doing some pretty cool things in the greater Cleveland area. I am your host, Shayna Black, and today my guest is Clem Marshall from the Original Festival Collective. We'll be talking about Refined, the All Ohio Alcohol Festival taking place this month at the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds. We'll hear from Clem right after this. Today I am sitting with Clem from the Original Festival Collective, OFC. She's laughing at me because I always get it wrong. I think you just should be from Ohio. And today we are going to talk about Refined, which is coming up here in Cleveland at the end of February.
Correct, February 23rd, 2019.
And where is it?
It's at the Cuyahoga Fairgrounds, Berea, Middleburg Heights, whatever you want to call it, right up there.
Is it inside?
It is definitely inside. I get that asked a lot because Cleveland does so many outside festivals in the winter. I think it's become sort of like a habit for people in Cleveland.
Plus,
to be
it's at the fairground.
Plus, it's at the fairgrounds, right?
So, like the fairgrounds. Usually I picture outside, so you think of the actual county fair, and there's 5K races, and a lot of the festivals that are there
are outside. Yeah, but this year we're in the hobby area, so Hobbies and Homes, literally the first building once you pull in.
Okay. We'll circle back to that question. So, just to get started, and this is usually the first question of a Black Girl in CLE podcast. You're not from Cleveland, right?
No,
you're from
Detroit.
So what's your Cleveland connection? You're here now. How'd you get here?
I'm here now. Literally, I sort of like to think of it as me being a nomad. I lived in Detroit, and then I moved to Columbus. Columbus got a little bit boring for me. It's become sort of a repetitive city that's looking for the next it thing. I had the opportunity to move to Cleveland, and I jumped on it. I was like, Cleveland's going to be different. It's going to be fresh new experiences. When I got to Cleveland, though, I didn't expect the city that I actually found. Cleveland was actually amazing, from the free art museums to, you know, just the food culture here. There's a whole part of Cleveland that I think doesn't get talked about enough, and so I guess I get to showcase a little bit of that from time to time.
Okay. Do you reside east side or west side?
East side. I was a west sider based in Lakewood, Ohio for the business, but now I've moved to the east side.
What made the move?
Literally... just the change of scenery. I'm kind of moving with Cleveland in a way that I think is appropriate. Lakewood's changing.
Okay.
I guess is the easy way to say that. So East Cleveland, I really enjoy like the Shaker area. I like walking around that. And so I was like, East Cleveland's where I'm going to move to.
East side.
East side. Yeah. Not East Cleveland, East side.
Right. So I know we talked about just cities in Cleveland and suburbs and just the makeup of Cleveland before the show. And what people don't realize is East Cleveland in Cleveland is also different than the east side of Cleveland. And it's for a lot of people, it's a major difference. And in that hometown proud side, you know, different high schools, different whatever, you know, you can offend people
very easily.
Like if you claim the wrong suburb or. whatever.
That's sort of how Detroit works, you know. For a long time, people, when they went out, they would just go, oh, I'm from Detroit, when they were really from, like, Taylor or things like that. And then once Detroit sort of got a bad rap, then people would be like, oh, I'm from Taylor, Michigan. And people would say, where's that? And they'd be like, oh, near Detroit. And they would mumble Detroit.
Oh, wow.
And so Cleveland has that effect, but it's in reverse, you know, where everybody's so prideful where they are. They don't mind saying, well, I live in Lakewood, that's right across the bridge from Cleveland.
Right.
Or I live in Bay Village, but I go to Cleveland all the time to go see the Browns, you know, things like that. Cleveland has such a hometowny feel, even though there are all these little suburbs.
Yeah, that's good. And one of the things, like when I went to college, if I would say I'm from a Shaker Heights or a Beechwood, you know, college is everybody from everywhere.
Yeah.
So you ended up having to say Cleveland.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from Shaker Heights. Oh, where's that? Cleveland. Oh, okay. And they got it.
Yeah.
And then it becomes the line, which I'm sure Detroit goes through the same thing, of where's the line that you can't say you're from Detroit anymore? You know, like how far out is too far out. So, you know, in Cleveland, we call it the first ring suburb. So like your Lakewoods, your Shaker, your Cleveland Heights. Basically, if you have a border that touches the city of Cleveland, you're a first ring suburb.
Yeah.
But, you know, there'd be people like, oh, I live out in Chagrin Falls or I'm from Hudson. Where's that? Cleveland? No, you're not even in the same county, Hudson.
Yeah.
You know, like those kind of things of just say you're Northeast.
Yeah.
So it's always interesting to find out where people draw that line. So I know a lot of Cleveland residents, if you don't live in the city of Cleveland with the blue and white street signs, do not say you are from Cleveland. you are from Beechwood, you are from Orange, you are from Mooresville, yeah. you are from Lakewood, but don't you dare say you're from Cleveland.
Yeah.
So that's always a unique perspective of Cleveland. So tell me, how did you start the original Festival Collective?
I went to Rochester, New York after going to Niagara Falls and going to Toronto. It's kind of like they're all within 2 hours of each other triangle that I did on a trip. And I got to Rochester, New York, and I had nothing to do. Like, we went to the museum for the guy that created Kodak. Can't think of his name off the top of my head. And that was what we did. There's also the Play Museum there, but the Play Museum was so outpriced. I was like, there's no way we're going to do this. We go to a restaurant, we sit down. I go, hey, what's there to do? And these young guys turn and look at me and they go, oh, there's a Buffalo Wild Wings that just opened down the street. Nice. That was the excitement for Rochester, New York for winter, because they don't do anything. Not that we can just winter in general, they just stop. The city sort of just goes about its business and they don't do a lot.
It gets real cold and snowy, like yeah. Buffalo.
Yeah. Pretty much. And so I was like, why? Why are there no festivals? I was like, there's a thing in Cleveland called Bright Winter, actually. And it happens, you know, rain, sign, sleet, snow, you know, sunny day, cold day. And they were like, oh, well, there's the Buffalo Wild Wings that just opened down the street. And I thought to myself,
it's fun there.
Yeah. And I thought to myself, I was like, okay, I have a skill set. I have a background in food service. I have about 14 years in food service, not to mention events and running that were combined with that. And I realized that I could indeed open up my own company that did have festivals in those times. So then I looked at life and I said, all right, the time that we need to have festivals is during winter because no one's leaving their house. And there's no point. I've lived in the Midwest my whole life. And this whole time I've not been leaving my house in winter. That makes no sense. So let's give people something to do in winter.
Nice. So all your festivals are normally winter cold weather months?
Correct. I think we're going to have one that might bleed a little bit into spring that we're working on. And then after that, that'll be the last one before summer, you know, eats everyone alive with things.
With everybody's festival.
Everyone's going to have festivals.
I like that idea. Yeah. So how many festivals have you put on, or is Refined your first?
Refined was the first one that I did for myself. And so that was a big success, and then I knew that I needed to sort of plan other festivals and then build them out. So last year we spent a lot of time like building festivals and knowing exactly what we needed, and then we're at this point where we can just say, we need a nonprofit partner, this is the location we want to be at, set the date and make it happen.
Okay. So how many years have you been doing Refined?
So Refined is in its second year this year. Last year was its first year, it saw 625 people. It was so popular that people sort of stepped back and went, whoa, this is a thing. We didn't even realize how much people love Ohio alcohol. Let's really focus on it in the coming years. So I've seen, you know, more people add on. We added a cider category this year, which I'm really excited about. So we have hard cider from Cidergeist and Five Penny.
So the question I didn't ask is, what is Refined? So I've been to Refined. I know I saw the event as it unfolded. Yeah. And it was interesting to watch it unfold. So from arriving, you know, it was a nice, calm event. You know, people doing samples and, you know, like, it was very trade showy.
Yeah.
And then by the time I left, it was like the spot to be in.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a club, a great night out. And it was just kind of funny to watch how that turn happened. And, I mean, I think people ultimately all had a great time.
Yeah.
But you just didn't know. Like I said, I came not knowing what it was going to be and was. So tell everybody what Refined is and why you talk about Ohio alcohol. All
right. So Refined is an alcohol festival that features only alcohol from Ohio. The year before I started Refined, the number one selling alcohol in Ohio was Crown Royal.
Wow, yeah. I didn't know that.
Hello. There are so many distilleries here and so many breweries and so many wineries. Last year, Ohio became number 3 in the nation for gallons produced for wine. We're not talking about it. We're not celebrating it enough. And so I looked at all the demographics and all the numbers, and I was like, oh my goodness, we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. We're not actually supporting local. We're just going to the liquor store and going, oh, Crown, I know what that is. I'll buy it.
Right.
We're not looking at the other brands surrounding us. So I was like, we're going to make this event. So I made it free for the alcohol vendors to participate. Like, just come, I'll set up the tables. You need to brand yourself, sit down, talk to people. Like,
right.
Literally tell them why they should buy your alcohol. It's your showcase. It's your time. Looking at the transition, so, you know, Crown Royal was 2017. 2018 was owned by Tito's Vodka.
Nice.
There's a mystical, magical number that was floated around that Tito's made, you know, X amount of millions of dollars in Ohio last year.
I'm sure.
Hello, that's a problem. We have 13 different specifically vodka-oriented companies in Ohio. Imagine if, you know, Seven Brothers Distilling here in Painesville had made $10 million and how much that would have done for the city of Painesville.
Right.
We're still not doing enough to actually help ourselves grow as an economy, which is why the focus on Ohio alcohol is so great. We're all spending money on alcohol. Why aren't we helping each other in the process? We're all already buying, you know, beer. We're already buying wine. But if I walk up to someone and I go, oh, can you tell me an Ohio winery real quick? They'll...
I can.
Pause. Well, you can because of Cleveland Urban Winery. But outside of that, can you tell me another one?
Yeah, I can't. Well, yeah. Debonair. Out in... We know that one because they have great jazz nights. But
see, look, yeah, no, you know it by what it's linked.
But that's
to.
What I do.
Yeah, but the, like when I walk up to normal people who don't go out and don't venture out, they're like, "Oh, is
they make wine here?
Yellowtail made here?" And I'm like, "No, it's sold here, but it's not made here."
Right.
So Ravine sort of takes that place. It's the center stage for Ohio.
So just to clarify, Tito's is not a locally based.
No, they're based out of Texas. They spend a lot of branding money on alcohol here in Ohio. That's mainly because they understand the market of Ohio. Ohio right. likes alcohol. When you look at
alcohol.
it's winter cities. When you look at Detroit, the highest selling alcohol in Detroit was also a brown liquor. We're brown liquor states. And so sort of that vodka transition is interesting considering that we've always been, you know, brown means warm. Now we're like, vodka means warm. So that transition's happening in Cleveland, definitely. Not so much in the city of Detroit. Detroit's still a brown liquor city, but Cleveland's definitely transitioning. And it's good for the Cleveland market. I mean, there's, you know, homemade vodkas here.
So as you continue on with Refined, what do you think of Refined expanding? So you're doing Ohio for Ohio base. Would you take Refined on the road? Or is it homed here in Cleveland? You like it here in Cleveland?
I like Refined here in Cleveland. The idea was sort of presented to me because I pull from everywhere. I pull from Cincinnati. I pull from Toledo. And all of those people were like, hey, we'd love to do a festival down here. What do you think about moving it? And so I was like, oh, I could move it around. But then that sort of takes away the magic of introducing people to the Cleveland that I fell in love with.
Okay.
Which sort of completely links together with the fact that I came to Cleveland expecting one thing and I got a completely another. And so I like introducing and pulling people to come to a city that I thoroughly enjoy.
Do you feel that you can pull people to come visit Cleveland? I mean, you know, Destination Cleveland is doing the Visit Me in CLE, and it's about showcasing what's happening here in Cleveland and getting people to come visit Cleveland. Because for some reason, it seems like outside the greater Cleveland area, people are timid about Cleveland.
Cleveland has that... I am from Detroit, so Cleveland has that Detroit sort of representation and reputation at the same time where it's supposed to be a hard city, you know.
I feel like people think we're like a New York City. We're not. I mean, if you're a smaller market than Cleveland, it's like, oh, well, Cleveland's, they're doing
city.
That stuff up there. Like, I'll just stick with Columbus or Cincinnati, but Cleveland is just, like we're Gotham or something.
Yeah, you are. In the cities of Ohio, definitely Cincinnati or Columbus is definitely, you know, Clark Kent territory.
Yeah,
you
well, especially Cleveland.
Yeah.
Clark Kent being from Cleveland. So.
Yeah, so, but yeah, no, I think definitely with festivals and Refined, we could pull people from everywhere, anywhere, if they just have that interest. You know, maybe there's a liquor store or just a branding or distributor from Indiana who comes to Refine and is like, oh my God, this is really good. How do we get this in Indiana? Or how do we get this in Michigan? Or how do we branch across to Canada? I mean, we're a hop, skip, and away from our friends across the lake. It'd be great if they came in and they were like, oh, you know, I went and I tried all this Ohio alcohol. This is the best alcohol I've ever had in the world.
So you mentioned that you have a new cider category.
Yeah.
What are your other categories?
So we've got mead, which is a very popular one. It's Ohio Mead Festival coming up April 6th. So mead, wine, beer, cider, newly added. And then from the alcohol categories, you're looking at bourbons, whiskeys, rums, vodkas. Ohio makes amazing gin. We've got some good gin brewers here, so good job, Ohio.
Tell us what mead is. I know we've had a conversation that everyone doesn't know what mead is.
Yeah, which is crazy in my mind to not know about mead. me, depending on the person or who you talk to, is either considered a honey wine. You know, like some people will be like, oh, it's a honey wine. And then they'll get into an argument with someone who just feels that mead is just fermented, delicious alcoholic beverage from honey and not necessarily a wine. As far as the state of Ohio is concerned, it's a wine. But so mead is, you know, made with honey. It traces all the way back to African and Asian roots. You know, when they swab those vases from time of people drinking, you know, they see it in Asia and they see it in Africa. And so it's a very old liqueur that we sort of just started ignoring, which we shouldn't have. You know, we were like, oh, there's mead, but I'm going to have this thing made with hops.
Right.
Or, oh, there's mead, but we don't have honey here, you know, and we're going to use potatoes to make our wine and potatoes to make our alcohol. So regionally, it changed over time and we sort of stopped paying attention. But mead is seeing a resurgence, especially in Ohio, with home brewers. So it's exciting to be able to showcase mead at Refine and at the Ohio Mead Festival.
I'm going to say just a moment of vulnerability. I thought mead, just by being mead, was homemade because I know a homemade mead maker.
Liquor, yeah.
And so to me, it was like this kind of wine thing that people make at home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As opposed to like, this is a real liqueur or this is a real drink. Like, yeah, you can go somewhere. And so that was one of the things that I think someone had mead at the last Refine. Like,
yes,
there was someone there. And I'm like, oh, you make this kind of out your backyard too? You know? There's a place that does this? Because, you know, you mentioned Crown and you mentioned Tito's. And, you know, you mentioned that idea of you go to the liquor store, the state store.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm thinking about, especially in like African American culture, like Friday night, you get your check.
Yeah.
You know,
you
go buy a bottle.
Yeah.
Is there mead at these liquor stores?
Yes and no. It depends on where you're at. If you're in Lakewood, yes, there is. Outside of Lakewood, it's hit or miss. There are a few places that will sell mead.
So where can you find mead for people that are interested? Just in general. Like you said, there's who's coming for Refine for the mead, or who's coming for the mead festival?
All right, so the mead festival is from all over Ohio. We've got people from Columbus and Cincinnati and Cleveland, obviously. A couple of people outside of Cleveland because, you know, farms and honey, that's the place to go. But who's coming from Cleveland? Western Reserve Meadery, they're in a great spot. They're really close to Ohio City. If you're ever just on the red line, just get right off the red line and they're right there. You know,
shout out to RTA.
Yeah, it's an easy way to drink and enjoy yourself and then go home, if that makes any sense. And then we've got Feisty Meadery. Like I said, those guys are a little bit further outside of the Cleveland city limits, but they are really good. They're going to be at Refine. As far as the Mead Festival is concerned, Bottle House, which is right there on Lee Road, if you're a Lee Road person.
Cedar Lee.
Yeah. They are right there. They're going to be at the Mead Festival. We've got the Brothers Drake, which is based out of Columbus. They're very well known for just the parties they throw. They throw parties inside of the meadery, so you get to enjoy your mead and then enjoy a 1980s band tribute while, you know, helping yourself out. It's pretty good.
So tell me this. How do you choose the vendors? Like, do you go seek and you go enjoy all these places? Like,
sometimes.
Is that a job to have? Like,
yeah,
I need to roll with you and we can go just try out Ohio alcohol.
By all means. Last year, definitely, that's what I did. Went to so many places. There's a certain idea that I made it, so it must be great. I'm going to sell it, which may not be the case. You know, that's sort of like going to someone's house and, well, my mom's chicken is better than your mom's chicken. So when trying things, I always bring another person so it's not just me tasting it, because maybe my palate doesn't enjoy it, but other people love it, and
absolutely,
that's why they're so busy. So I did get to do that last year. I did like a whirlwind tour of Ohio, did a lot of alcohol shots, a lot of, oh, I really like this, oh, I don't know what goes well with this, because we host cocktail bars at the event, so we have to know what everything tastes like, so we're not just mixing something together and be like, surprise!
Right.
So we needed to know, you know, we went to Hocking Hills Moonshine. Those guys are awesome. They sort of have their own mixture of cocktails, and they're like, these are the cocktails we make, and they allow you to taste everything, and then they're like, what can you make? And so we got to have some of their Hocking Hills Moonshine. They're actually going to be in the same bar hour as you this year.
Nice.
Refined at the Pop Culture Bar.
Perfect.
There's nothing better than moonshine and Sailor Moon themed drinks.
And Black Girl and Sealy. Yes,
Girl
we got moonshine.
So
I feel we should be offended, maybe? What are you trying to say about us?
Not at all. With the history of African Americans in Ohio and the history
and
of moonshine in Ohio.
Nice.
Perfectly paired together. Historically beautiful and wonderful.
Can I just start saying, like, we got moonshine?
Yes, you sure can. But yeah, so I got to try all these Ohio alcohols. This year for the Mead Festival, Definitely trying meads, and then we'll have sort of a certain way of saying, hey, this is good. Does this match with your palate? Do you know what you like? Because mead is, it can be sparkling, it can be dry, it can be sweet.
The only qualification is honey, correct?
Yeah, in the most part, there are some other like minute things that people would argue with you about, like, oh, it needs to be this and it needs to be that, but you need like honey. Honey's your primary factor.
So from first year to second year, talking about vendors, is it open to apply? So if I was a Ohio vendor who maybe had not heard of the festival or you hadn't met me yet, do I just apply and you say you're in? Do you get to come out and scout me? How does that work?
By all means, we want you to apply. Like, hit us up at info@ofcollective.com and then we go from there. We don't always taste everything. It's almost impossible for me to taste everything. I would have to be quite the drinker to taste everything in Ohio. So we do miss some people along the way, and we do love when they reach out to us, and we try and incorporate them when we can.
Very cool. So you mentioned last year for vendors was free. Is this year free for vendors, or you have a little fee to help vendors get in?
All right, so alcohol vendors are always free. Like I said, that's their showcase. I'm not going to sit there and be like, surprise, give me your money. But as far as actual like vendors, like if you're selling mixers, we love having people who make things in Ohio that make alcohol mixers. There's a fee for that, but we pay for the bottles we use.
Okay.
We never want to just take from you and be like, good luck.
Thanks for the donation.
Yeah, no, we will pay for whatever we use. That way no one feels shorted or cheated. And then for food vendors, what we do is we charge 10%, and that 10% goes to Tells from the City, which is what this event helps support.
Right. And so we were going to, it was a perfect segue, because I was going to say, talk about the nonprofit piece and Tales for the City. That's your second year in a row,
partner. Yeah, no, they amazing group of people. A long time ago, the story was that there was someone who was hoarding almost 100 cats. I think it was roughly like 90 cats in a house. The police came in, they're like, surprise, we saved everyone. And they go, what do we do
with all these cats?
So some lovely people stepped in. They took over the house and they got the cats what they needed, you know, took care of them. And then they sort of started taking care of animals in general. Mainly cats, that's their thing. Felines with feline HIV. We sort of hear HIV and we go, oh no! And that's just, you know, how we've been raised or how we've been taught as people. But feline HIV doesn't transfer to humans and it doesn't transfer to dogs.
I didn't know there was a such thing as feline HIV.
Yeah, so they specialize in taking in cats with feline HIV and they help find them homes. Really amazing. Last year they finally got to open like their own little place in, I believe it's North Olmsted.
Okay.
And so, you know, before they had a super secret hidden location and they would take the cats to the place to make sure the cats were okay. So people weren't just coming in and being like,
I want all these cats, right?
Yeah, and then leaving. And so now it's open Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can go in. I think it's for 4 hours from 12 to 4 and you can adopt a kitten. They've been partnering with tons of other local nonprofits as well that don't have the opportunity to have such a large space as they do. So I believe this last weekend they did one for dogs. You can come in and adopt dogs.
Aww,
and yeah, so they're great people to partner with. I couldn't be more happy to have found a nonprofit that, you know, genuinely understands how to have a good time while helping themselves.
Very cool. So you mentioned the pop culture bars, and what other bars do you have? Last year we were at the comic bar,
Yeah,
it was pop culture. We did comics.
Specifically, you guys did comic book characters, and so we did African American themed cocktails.
We did Wakanda, Black Panther.
Wakanda Forever, yeah. this year, Pop Culture Bar is coming back. It's our most popular bar. We were super excited with that bar. The amount of drinks that flew from the Star Wars to the comic book hour was just insane. We had a Pokemon hour too, made cocktails with Jen, Bulbasaur, things like that. So this year, the Pop Culture Bar comes back. It's changed, though, this year. We want to change through what's in pop culture. Nintendo had a big year, obviously, with the Smash Brothers, so we brought back a Zelda-themed hour. Sailor Moon's having her big resurgence because they remastered that. So we're pulling things that are happening in pop culture, Westworld.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do Westworld last year, but we're going to do it this year. So whiskey-based cocktails, because that's sort of the theme of Westworld. Everybody's always chugging whiskey.
Right.
And then the classic bar returns, which is like your classic cocktails. Is this a martini? What style of martini is this? Is this a gimlet? What are we making? And then the cat bar returns. The cat bar, literally when you go to the cat bar, you get to talk to the people from Tales from the City. They help you sign up to be a volunteer. So if you didn't sign up last year, you sadly get to miss out on like so many of the cool things they did. But you can sign up this year and, you know, help them. They do Cinco de Mayo, which is like their biggest festival that's in Lakewood. Yeah. All of the bars perfectly themed. We've got Rheingeist as a cider and beer sponsor this year. And they are sponsoring a few of the bar hours, which means the bars get a little bit more magical. So you'll be able to have cocktails maybe with Rheingeist or Cidergeist.
So for the drink recipes, because I know what we were told to pick the drinks. Correct. And then we just had to pour the drinks. And we did have an amazing line. And I like to believe that we got the party started over at Refine last year. Zoe and I did that booth and it was a good time. Did you come up with the recipes? Do the vendors say, here, use my drink and here's a creative recipe? How does that happen?
So 98% of the time I come up with recipes. I offered people, Buckeye Vodka was a sponsor last year. I told them to bring their own cocktail mixes. So they brought their own cocktail mixes and they were pouring cocktails from their table. They have the option to bring their own cocktails if they feel like, you know, this is their brand identity and they want to protect that. Otherwise, it's just a matter of flavor.
So let's talk about the bartenders.
All right.
Because you use volunteers and you reach out to local bloggers and influencers, right?
Yeah. So the goal.
That's how we met.
Yeah. Bloggers, Instagrammers, vloggers. Such a great crowd of people. I think people mostly think of sort of like the blogging community as introverts and things like that. But introverts can be extroverts too at times. And that sort of helps with the event. Because then they're interacting with people and then they gain followers from that and they get to talk to people like, oh, did you know, in your case, you could say, oh, did you know Black Girl Unclean is going to be at the Mead Festival? Are you going to the Mead Festival?
Right.
We'd love to see you there. We saw such a huge African-American turnout from the fact that you were there because African-Americans were like, oh, if Shane is going, then this is a safe place for us to go.
Right.
Which is fine. We love it. And so with bloggers, we see sort of that trend. Maybe, you know, it was that mom that was like, oh, I don't know if this is for me. I don't know if I want to go. And then she sees, you know, another blogger go, hey, I really had a great time. I really enjoyed myself. Leave the kids at home. This is definitely for you. Let your hair
definitely
down.
Leave the kids at home.
Oh, please leave the kids at home. Yeah, let your hair down. And that's sort of what the blogging community does. The Instagrammers, though, they sort of add that flair of, you know, like inviting you into life. Like maybe you missed Refine last year, but then you saw all the pictures that came out and you're like, I need to be there.
Right.
This is something that I can do and I want to do. So it's a good way to do that. And then it also still helps Ohio alcohol because then we're seeing the vendors more. They're getting tagged more and then more people know.
So the one question I think I have to ask, just because I know my audience is, if my friend doesn't come, should I still come? And would I have a good time flying solo?
Yes. We have multi-tickets for people who are coming together, but then we also have solo tickets. The idea that you can't be by yourself or relax in an outside space is thrown to the wind. It's sort of like you said, Refined is designed to have that sort of chill lounge house feel and then amp up to, you know, a 90s, 80s dance party, which is what it definitely did last year. We want people to come in, have a couple of drinks, and then realize that this is a relaxing space and I can talk to whoever I want. I saw strangers hugging. They were doing the hustle on the dance floor and they had such a good time that they stopped and they hugged each other.
Alcohol makes friends.
Alcohol does make friends. So even if you're flying solo, why not? And maybe there's someone else flying solo and you can meet them. Or who knows if someone got married last year from Refine. I don't know.
Wouldn't that be a great story?
Wouldn't it be perfect?
If you got married or met your significant other, please email Kim and tell her your Refine Valentine story.
Correct.
So, as we think about Refine, we think about people coming, do you still have spaces for bloggers, aspiring folks to still get involved? I know it's this month, so it's been a few weeks. But
February 23rd, yes. We've got about 3 slots open. Only one open on the Pop Culture Bar. Like I said, that's the most popular bar.
We're not giving up that bar spot.
So it fills up really fast. But with my other bars, of course. Would love, even if they just want to like come in and chat with people, yeah, totally. info@ofcollective.com. Send us an email. We'd love to hear from you and then also, you know, work with you.
Cool. So as I'm thinking about what else to ask you, because it's Refined is an experience.
Correct.
You kind of have to see it to... And honestly, so when I first walked in the door, it was kind of like, let me see what this Refined thing is. And I'll just be totally honest. because I love you to death now, so I can say these things. I walked in like, we got to do this thing. We gave tickets away. Let's just go pour some drinks. Like, we're bartending. That sounds fun. Pop culture, Wakanda, Black Panther, okay. And not knowing you. So I didn't know you were African-American. Just somebody named Clem gave us some stuff, and we said yes. And so when you walked in, you know, you got your wristband. And I still have my shot glass. Like, my shot glass is sitting next to my bed. Just that's where it ended up. Okay. I don't use, like, it's not in the cabinet with the other shot glasses, but I get my shot glass and I'm like, there is a cat on this shot glass.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I like cats, but I'm not a cat fan. I'm more of a dog person. So I'm like, okay, now I got a shot glass with a cat on it.
Good job.
Not understanding Tales of the City. Like, I heard of it, like, okay, it's going to cats. And so, and that's just kind of how my brain processes, because so much stuff comes at us. I'm like, cats, alcohol, local, Urban Winery's there. We got to be there.
Yeah.
Show up. Like, boom, that's all I know. And so, you know, getting there, we got to walk around, and I got there early in the day, so it wasn't as populated. People were still kind of coming in, still trying to figure out what's happening. And it was a nice location. He had, like, food trucks in the back.
Correct.
And it just was like, okay. It felt like any, like I said, kind of the other fairs and festivals, like, you know, the Home and Garden. Oh, I want to learn about windows. Yeah. I want to learn about paint. Oh, what do you do? And vendors can sell their alcohol at Refine too, right?
This year, yes. So this year we partnered with the Department of Liquor Control. You'll be able to buy bottles and take it home.
Okay. And so as you're sampling, like, oh, I never heard of this. Or I had heard of, is it Seven Brothers?
Yeah.
Like, I ran into them at the wine spot and had a tasting there. And I'm like, okay. So I remember Sean at the time was looking for their alcohol. And I'm like, they're here at Refine. They're at Refine. And she's texting me, like, find out where I can find them. So that was really cool. But I said, as the night went on, still just trying to, I think people were, like, all timid. I feel like everybody in the beginning was timid. Like, what is this thing I'm at?
Yeah.
Do I talk to people? Do I just try samples? Like,
what am I supposed to do?
Yeah. You know, kind of like, I liken it to the scene brunch. When you get there early, you sample and you kind of meander around. But then as more people fill up, like, it evolves. And it was kind of cool to watch it evolve. Although the evolving happened while we were bartending. So, like, when I looked up, when we finished our hour, it was not the same party that we started. So we were just pouring a drink, and people had already had a few drinks by the time they got to us. So they're like, we like this stuff. And it was just an amazing thing to watch. Are you anticipating that kind of unfolding?
This year, yes. We've introduced, so Heart of Glass is coming back. They did like a whole little private bar, VIP section, red carpet. They are coming back, and so with them coming back, they are sponsoring again, and so we've added sort of like a game aspect. You'll be able to sit down, play games with others, and sort of chit-chat. We want people to interact. That's the goal. That should be the goal of every festival, is for people to interact. Mm-hmm. Some festivals you go, you don't talk to anybody. You're just like, oh, there's a band on stage. I'm going to make this s'more, and then I'm going to go home, and I'm going to go sleep. But with Refine, we want people to interact, which is part of the goal of the original Festival Collective. So Heart of Glass is going to be there. They're going to have their whole section. We're going to introduce games for people to play. And sort of that aspect of enjoying yourself without realizing that you started enjoying yourself, if that makes any sense. Yep. Where you're someplace and you're like, oh my goodness, I'm having fun and I'm smiling. When did I start smiling? That's always the goal.
That's exactly what happened last year. So, before we go, I'm going to put you through a lightning round.
Okay, go for it.
So, quick answers, quick questions, and let's just see how it goes. All right. So, books or movies?
Movies.
Last movie you've seen?
Aquaman.
You are an East Sider. Favorite place to go on the West Side?
Favorite place to go on the West Side is Nature's Oasis.
Where's that?
That's in Lakewood.
Why?
Smoothies, breakfast joint. I get to walk around and see what's local in the store.
Favorite place to go anywhere in Cleveland?
Favorite place to go anywhere in Cleveland is actually Shaker Square.
Why?
I like people watching there.
Okay. What's a place you want to go to on your Cleveland list? Your Cleveland bucket list?
My Cleveland bucket list is Whiskey Island. Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Never been. Want to know.
Okay. Bus, car, Lyft, Uber.
Bus all the way, RTA.
Why?
The RTA goes everywhere. I can have the app on my phone, and I don't have to worry about carrying around cash. Who's doing that?
Okay. That was it. See? Right. So, before we wrap up, when is Refined?
February 23rd, 2019.
There is a lot going on that weekend.
It is one of the busiest weekends in Cleveland. It just so happens we're on it as well. If you are not going to Brightwinner, or maybe you start at Brightwinner, you can end with Refine. Refine goes until 9 o'clock.
Okay. What time does it start?
4 o'clock, 3:30 if you're VIP.
Cool. Where can we get tickets?
You can get tickets online at ofcollective.com or refinedclee.com.
Cool beans. And the location, once again?
Cuyahoga Fairgrounds.
And it is inside.
Inside.
So you will be warm.
Every day.
You get paid for parking?
Nope, freebies.
Awesome. All right, thank you so much for joining us this week. This is Clem from the Original Festival Collective. I got it right this time.
Correct.
And we will see you at Refined. And if you meet Clem at Refined, tell her you heard the podcast and how much you love her event. And we'll see you at the Pop Culture Bar. Till next time, take care.